Ooh, games? Past the six, bro.
The game hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, it's still on the loading screen.
The loading screen.
Welcome back, everyone, to the loading screen. I am your host, Chocolate Shake, and to my left is...
I am the clown with the tearaway face, here in a flash and gone without a trace.
And to his left...
Hi.
You can be the tongue twister.
To my left is...
Really?
Yeah.
I'm an extra ability point in your pool.
The Deadpool.
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah. I don't like that anymore.
I love it.
Not a
it.
Fan of that anymore. Great.
Mike's like, I knew we were friends.
And yeah, this
a
is
chocolate
why...
shake threw me off. I was like, why?
Because we were talking about McFlurries before.
Almost forgot mine.
Alright, so yeah, welcome back, everyone. Hopefully you didn't miss us too much. This week, we're going to... Instead of talking about news, we're going to be doing a review on a convention that happened. The Arizona Game On Expo just came and went, and we were fortunate enough to attend with media passes. So we're going to take you through our experiences, let you know what we saw, what we did, and we'll go day by day. So let's go ahead and start off with day one when we initially got there. What did y'all think of it? Nate, start us off.
It was cool. I liked it. It was hot, as always, here in Arizona. And last year it was in Mesa, so this year it was finally in downtown Phoenix. And I thought that was a definite upgrade. So when we got there, I was like, yes, the commute already is not, you know, fucking terrible. So we get in there, and it's in the South Building, so it's not the entire Phoenix Convention Center. But it's a good portion of it. So we arrive, and we walk in, and I was pleasantly surprised with the setup. It was a lot bigger than I thought that it was going to be. I feel like it might be... a little, I don't know, it's weird, because last year the exhibitor hall was smaller, but this year the exhibitor hall was bigger, just because it was all in one room, whereas last year it was in, like, several other rooms inside of the Mesa Convention Center, so I feel like it was bigger, but also not as big, so I don't know, it was kind of weird, but it was cool that it had everything all at once, so, like, your right-hand side, you have all your vendor halls, and then on your left-hand side, you have everything gaming, and then, you know, the celebrities are in the back, and it kind of all worked out. So I dug the way it was set up. It was definitely surprising to see how much stuff there was there and how many arcade or cabinets and stuff they had. Because last year, I don't think they had as many arcade cabinets that they had. So shout out to like Zia, and not Zia, fucking Cobra, Castles and Coasters, and I believe Starfighters Arcade. Mm-hmm. They're all here in Arizona. So yeah, I guess they donated a bunch of machines for the con. So that was cool to have that set up. And then, of course, the gaming area where they had everything, like, you know, anything from like Nintendo, NBA Jam, Super Smash Brothers, Mario Kart. Bunch of open gaming for people to hang out and play, and then on the other side of the gaming hall they have like tournament stuff, so fighting games and all that fun stuff. And yeah, I thought that was all really cool, and it was definitely a fun vibe because they also had a stage just kind of hanging out like in like the middle of the area. So instead of having the stage and performances off in a separate room as we had it last year, they had it all in one place, so you can actually just like hear or see whatever or whoever is performing at the time while you're playing games. So I thought that was really cool. So, overall, the first initial day walking in, I was pleasantly surprised with the setup of it. I dug it. What do you guys think of it?
I thought the same thing. Day one, it was more pleasant to go that day because it was on a Friday. A lot of people were still at work, so we got there early enough. And we didn't have it to ourselves, but we were able to walk around a little bit more freely, and we got to try a lot more games than we did on other days. There was... a good selection of different vendors. They had a nice variety of different shops set up. Where one shop had retro gaming, there was a couple other shops who did cards. Another one that did like consoles that I saw, and we saw some figs, which was pretty cool. We'll talk about that on our other podcast that me and Nate are on, the Boys with Their Toys podcast. We're gonna do another touch up on the Game On Expo and what we saw, but just wanted to do that little plug there. It was good the first day. I had fun. It was nice. Like I said, it wasn't too crowded. Even later on the day, it was more people came in, but it was still like at a comfortable level where you can still walk freely, still try out different games. The tournaments were a lot of fun. I'm upset that, well, not really upset. I was just really tired when I signed up for one. I didn't get a chance to do it, but that's okay. There was one thing I was upset about. Unfortunately, the AZHP company was not there, and for those who are in Arizona, been to Comic-Con or Phoenix Comic-Con and other conventions here, they are known as doing local tournaments. They are big with the whole fighting game scene. They make custom controllers, custom fight sticks, and you know that they're there because one like one hall can they can fill it up themselves. So there was, you can tell that there was a shortage, or not a shortage, but it was smaller than it was before. But unfortunately, they weren't able to go because they were told that they weren't needed. I was really upset about that because I was really looking forward to buying one of their fight sticks. But I got a hold of one of the founders of the company, and he said that he still does custom fight sticks. They have their own shop not too far from where I live, so I'm going to go check it out and see if I can get another fight stick. But other than that, I thought it was good for a first day, day one. What did you think?
I had a good time, too. I mean, always walking in, the first thing I always like to look for is all the games, because it's always just older games that I don't own or don't have the system for. And I mean, yeah, you can get emulators and stuff like that, but there's just something better about playing it on the old systems, the Super Nintendo, the 64, all that shit. So it was really fun. I definitely liked the concept of not being in separate buildings, like in the Mesa one. I think that was weird for me. Kind of, we had to like find our way around last year. We like got lost for a little bit. So I definitely liked it was all in one building. I don't know if I should. Should I talk about the man, the myth, the legend?
We can get to it after. We're just doing initial thoughts for now.
I figured.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was kind of just like, you know, I always kind of just drift off when I'm at these places. Like, there's just so much to take in for me. Like, I kind of just like looking at everything. That's really it for me. I don't know. It's just a lot for me to take in. I'm kind of tired after these last couple of days. It's been a long con weekend.
You're fine. All right, well, Chris, you didn't go last year, unfortunately, but you went this year. So what were your thoughts on it this year?
So I was really excited to get a chance to finally get into the con and see everything about it. Because last year, I had heard about it super early, and I had been excited for it. I was following updates on it. And then something had ended up coming up, and I didn't get a chance to make it. And I've held that grudge deeply for a while. But going into the con was awesome. I could tell just from walking in, just that first glimpse of like the truck set up for Alienware, the cabinets that they had set up, the solo gaming area with the consoles, and the way that the hall itself was like set up. They put a lot of work into it. They definitely considered capacity. They've considered ease of access to like the exits. They didn't overcrowd it. I think that had they had more cabinets, that would have ended up happening. Because I think like everything was, it was just right in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's like a really good level of professionalism that you want to see out of what started out to be like a one-time, let's see how this goes kind of con. You know, from them to do really well last year and to only improve since then is awesome on their part. So big shout out to the con for that. Past that, day one was great. It was definitely a lot slower. So we had, like everyone else has said, a better chance to sit down and play a lot of the consoles and cabinets. It was a little more hectic the last 2 days. It was just lines or you just wouldn't get the chance. I didn't get to try anything VR, and that makes me sad. We'll talk about that later. But overall, good.
Okay. Well, so those were our initial thoughts walking into it and, you know, experiencing the first day. So let's talk about a little bit more what we did. So as soon as we walked in, right away we saw the retro gaming area. We all sat down, me and Nate played Super Smash Brothers on the N64. And then Christian and Chris jumped on Street Fighter 3 on the PlayStation. So we did a little bit of that, and that was pretty fun. What did you guys think of like the console and the game selection? I thought they had a pretty good variety, and it was pretty cool to see like a Pac-Man tournament going on, because you don't really see that too often. I saw like Tetris tournaments and like retro stuff like that. I thought that was pretty cool to watch.
It was interesting. I'm not really big into like retro gaming, so it's kind of tough for me when I see stuff like that. I'm like, oh, that's cool, but like, you know, it's kind of, it can only be so cool for me. But I did enjoy, you know, it's always have fun to have the like the typical Nintendo party games like Smash Brothers and Mario Kart and stuff like that. So those are probably pretty much staples that you need to kind of have at places like that. So it would have been cool to have like more. I mean, they did have recent games, but it was kind of harder to play the recent games because the recent game section was taken up a lot of times with other players. So I mean, I guess that kind of how that happens if you have the retro and kind of mixes them with the modern. So I don't know how to fix that problem. Maybe get more tables, but space is kind of limited. But yeah, the selection that they had, though, it was pretty nice. I dug that, and it's always cool to see like people still getting excited about the older stuff games. Like, I'm not into it, but I know it has a big market, so it's cool to see other people, like, getting still excited for it, and there's still, like, lines to play these older games and stuff like that. So I really dug that. And, yeah, it definitely gives you, like, the whole old-school arcade vibe, which I dig.
I know, I miss it a lot. Like, it's not a lot of places you can go to anymore to just have, like, arcades to play in. Like, we have barcades and stuff like that, but it's just not the same, I guess.
I feel
what are you laughing at?
Nothing, I'm laughing at.
Oh, yeah. Well,
if you guys hear yelling in the background, it's Christian's cousin yelling, playing Overwatch currently, and he's just raging out really hard right now.
I'm like, I would think about going to yell at him, honestly. Anyways, no, like, I don't like fighting games, but they had a really great selection. Like, I prefer all the older fighting games. Like, I won't fight any of you in the newer ones, because you're way better than me, but I feel like in the older games, I kind of have somewhat of a chance to fight you guys. Yeah. So it's just fun to play a lot of the older fighting games that I enjoy, like Street Fighter and the older Tekkens, the older Mortal Kombat, Ultima Fighter, Killer Instinct. Those were all fun. I liked the old style shooter games they had. That was probably one of my favorite ones. Especially because it's unlimited, so whenever I'm used to dying, I can just keep playing unlimitedly. And then I found my favorite game from a while back, that Gauntlet Dark Legacy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Peter Piper.
Dude, I used to play that shit at Peter Piper and Chuck E. Cheese all the time. So to play unlimited and be able to like play that fucking game... Amazing.
Me and Christian could have spent a couple hours there. I almost to see the rest of the convention.
I almost did when you today. I beat a couple levels today while they were in a panel because I didn't want to go sit in a panel.
Nice.
And it just so happened it was open, so I was like, okay.
Why not?
Made it to like level 15.
Nice. Would you use the sorcerer?
Knight.
Oh, there you go.
Just using a knight, going through beating people with a mace. It's fun stuff.
Chris.
Hi. Hey. Just more in depth stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah. Howard? I was happy to see cards. Like, that was dope. I haven't had the chance to really, like, mess around with Yu-Gi-Oh! The way I used to. So it's nice that in our own little personal group, we've kind of been, like, delving a little more into it than usual. And there were two really good card vendors out there. One of them, the guy just had really good stuff. At very fair prices, I'd say.
Shout out to Top Caliber Gaming in Tempe, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guys there are really cool. They're very informative. So, you know, when we're sitting there trying to look for cards, like, we could actually talk to them and be like, hey, you know, this is the card I need. This is the effect it does. They'd be like, oh, yeah, like, we've got that. And, like, this is similar to that card, so you could use this as well. It was really cool talking to people who know, like, about the game, as opposed to other shops we've been to before where... They're kind of just like, yeah, whatever. You know, you'll find it.
Yeah, I get it.
And then there was another booth we found that had, like, 50 cent hollows and, like, singles.
MTG.
I think it's like, Amazing MTG, I think.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's called Amazing MTG.
Yeah. They were awesome for that, too. Like, they had a lot of stuff that we needed, and I got one of my decks almost finished. Super happy about that. I got a bunch of new broken cards for the deck type I use, and the guys hate it, and I love it.
He does love it. But yeah, the vendors were cool. I dug that. I always love vendors when we go and do things, especially since Mike and I collect toys and stuff from the Boys with the Toys, so it's cool to see other vendors like hanging out there. Because when you go, you kind of expect it to all be video game related. So it's kind of cool to see other stuff that's not just video games and like other vendors there. So it's always a good opportunity, I think, for local vendors and stuff like that to display their work and stuff like that. And just sell to whatever they have available that's just not video games, like Chris was saying, Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
There's a lot of crafts, too.
Yeah,
crafts. Artist Alley was pretty cool this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was all really nice. It sucks because, you know, you want to buy everything, but you can't. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was another fun aspect of it was definitely the vending. So I feel like that added to the con, too, because I feel like the vending last year wasn't as strong as it was this year. I feel like there was a lot more variety and like, it was a lot more clean the way it was set up this year as opposed to last year because, like, but there was only a quarter of vendors last year, and then, like, it kind of got to, like, the artist part, and it was kind of spread out, and there was only, like, a few artists, so that kind of sucked. But, yeah, it was a lot better this year, and I can see that it's growing, the vendors for Game On Expo, and Game On Expo itself is growing, so that's cool. So I dug all that shit. But also, cosplayers, those are cool, too. Always an excuse for people to dress up. That was another cool part of this, was that we got to see our favorite video game characters basically come into life, and definitely Overwatch was the... big shiner this
for
week,
sure.
this con, because especially with the guests they had, so they had, this kind of gets into what Christian wants to talk about, the guests they had were, I guess the three headliners were three voices from Overwatch. We had Sombra, Symmetra, and Roadhog, and they were all there, and that was, I think that was a really good get for Game On Expo to get them to come out.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah, riding that wave of, Overwatch, and, yeah, definitely capitalized on that. So yeah, that was cool to just see them just hanging out too. They were just walking the floor and also just being there. And then yeah, like I said, it made all the Overwatch cosplayers come out, so that's cool. Because the Overwatch hype train is just super big right now. But yeah, Christian wanted to talk about his main man.
My man, Roadhog. Yeah, he was, ever since I heard he was going to be at the con, like, was last year, like a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
I was hyped. I was like, finally get to meet the man who I've been playing Overwatch with. So, it took a while, though, because I think the first day, he didn't show up till like, later. We were there kind of early. And then, so it was kind of just like me, I kept wanting to walk by his booth until I finally saw him there. So it's just like, spent the first couple hours just walking by, waiting for him to show up. And when he finally did, Mike came with me, walked over there with me. And there's actually a video recording on my Instagram, which I'll, if you do look at it, you can look at later.
At BennyCG on Instagram.
That's for the shout out to the end. Yeah, there's a video of me and Mike walking up and I shake his hand. He's actually a really nice guy, honestly. Like, every time I see celebrities and stuff like that, I just assume they're all assholes or mean people. But, no, he was actually really nice, cool, really nice dude. He was
super generous.
Yeah, he was super cool about, you know, us being there first day, being, like, media, being media and stuff like that. So, I bought a print from him. It was $20. It's a picture of his character, Roadhog, and it says One Man Apocalypse. And he signed it for me, and he wrote One Man Apocalypse. He even said it for me in the voice, and it kind of, like, you know, made me feel a little weak in the knees. So that was really cool. And then he said, you know, so it's first day, you know, you guys are, you know, I feel kind of generous. So I told him to, I kind of buttered him up a little bit. I was like, you know, oh, you're the reason I played Overwatch. It's true. He was like my favorite character from the start, besides my baby girl, Farrah. He's my other favorite character to play. Sorry. I don't know. I just smack my lips.
He's getting excited about it.
Stuck. Shut up. Anyways, so he gave me another print for free, so that was really cool of him. Big shout out to that guy. What else? He gave me a whole bunch of these other little, like, postcard like prints, I guess, in a way, different variants. Really cool. The other one he gave me is him in his Mako outfit. It's like the blue shark on his back or over his face as his mask. So he's like a pirate, and he's got like a smaller Symmetra, a little childlike Symmetra on his shoulders. She's in like her Vishnu costume. And they're being chased by Junkrat's junk tire. Or rip tire. So that was pretty funny. And he signed that one for me too. So that was really cool. It's probably my favorite part of the entire con. Besides, you know, everything else. Like, I love going to those things. But I think that's kind of why I have a hard time, like, basing everything else. Because that kind of was just, like, the highlight of the whole con for me. Was meeting that man.
Day one, right towards the end. You met him and it was all downhill
for me. After that, it was just like, I didn't know. I don't even have to come anymore. Like, we had 3-day passes. I was like, I'm done. I don't need anything else.
Get on Expo. Make your dreams come true.
Make your dreams come true.
That was cool. But yeah, speaking of them, they had a couple panels too. We didn't really get to go to many of them, but we went today on Sunday to the Overwatch panel. Well, not Overwatch, but Adventures in Voice Acting for Gaming. And it had all three of them there. That was cool. And they also had the guy who voices Axel from Kingdom Hearts. And I don't know the other guy. Fuck, I feel so bad. But yeah, it was all five of them. They were there. They had a panel just talking about their experience in voice acting. So me and Chris went to that.
If you know who the guy is that voices the sniper from Team Fortress 2, that's the guy.
That is him. So yeah, that was a cool panel. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, they just pretty much was a Q&A. It was cool because they didn't have, like, when they have panels, people walk up there and ask them questions. A lot of the times, the questions that the people ask aren't really, like, good. And it's just people, like, who are fans. So it was cool that they had the moderator kind of ask them just general questions, and they were like, they weren't terrible questions, they were good questions. So I like that they kept asking, or the moderator kept asking, you know, the questions that we kind of wanted to know, like, you know, how did you get your first start, what was your most challenging role, stuff like that. And then at the end, they kind of opened it up for a couple questions, so I dug the way they did that. It was really smooth, the panel. And yeah, just the guests themselves, they're really nice. Symmetra and Sombra, they're really just cute and adorable. And then fucking Roadhog, he is the voice of just, like, Satin God.
So he's beautiful.
So yeah, bassy.
He has a beard of a champion, too.
The way he speaks is very proper as well, too.
Perhaps it's like a roughish voice that he does?
No, it's just super deep. It's just, like, bassy. So, you know, he's just talking his normal voice. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that that was just really your normal voice.
He kind of sounds like Chris Sabat.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet he probably could do a killer Vegeta impression. Should have asked him. Damn. But yeah, that was a cool panel. I really dug that. There was a pretty good turnout for that. So it was cool to see them just hanging out, talking. And, yeah, like, Overwatch is a great game, but, like, you don't get very much out of the characters. You just, if you keep replaying their voice lines, you can talk to them, or hear them talk to you. So it was cool to see them talk for an extended period of time and get to know them a little better and see what they're working on and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a really cool panel. And then we also went to this other panel. What the fuck were they called? Oh, Blank Trigger Gaming. They're another, I guess, a Let's Player group or whatever in mm-hmm. Arizona or something. But they had a cool panel. I like the idea of what they had. We didn't really stay for the whole thing. We had to go to Mike's tournament for Injustice. But I dug the idea they had, which was Xenoevil Gaming or some shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty much blindfold gaming, so I thought that was cool. Did you guys dig that whole blindfold gaming thing?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Actually, I wanted to try it.
I was like, yeah, we should totally not steal that idea.
No, but like when they were doing the demo during the panel, I wanted to try it because if they had Donkey Kong, then I would have played the shit out of it. I would have been blindfolded and had someone guide me. That's like one of my favorite platforms to play on the Super Nintendo.
Can't damn it.
All right, we're gonna play like stupid hard games. Like we're gonna play like Castlevania. Like Mega Man X,
fucking any platformer game throw me on.
Super Star Wars is like one of the hardest ones.
We should definitely
Super Mario 64.
That's not that. Oh, maybe.
Oh god, that one's 360 too.
Yikes. We should do that though. We should do a blindfolded gaming. That
would be fun. Yeah.
At the loading screen plays on Twitch.
No. We should get Twitch going. But yeah, so that was cool. That panel, the two panels that we went to. I feel like that was a thing that they can improve on for next time they have the Game On Expo. Is have like more rooms or more panels, more varied options of panels, because I think they only had two rooms for panels, which wasn't very much. But yeah, I dug those two panels that we went to. Very nice turnout for those. So, any complaints about the con? Anything that we want to see in the future from the con? Game On Expo, my bad. The Expo.
You guys gotta talk to Alienware and tell them that they should talk to their employees, because they're, like, the most inclusive group of bros I've ever seen at any type of, like, nerd convention. I'm a nerd, I can say that. You know. But, like, you could barely talk to them, because they were all kind of, like, staying to themselves. Like, they weren't talking to guests. You know, these are volunteers trying to sell a product. Even if they're like, hey, you know, hey, this is Alienware. Like, do you want to try one of the PCs we have up here? Because they actually had, like, a bunch of games set up, like, people were playing Overwatch, people were playing, like,
PUBG.
CSGO.
PUBG, what's the neighbor one? What's that one called?
Hello Neighbor.
Hello Neighbor. There was a little kid playing that, I wanted to play too. But, like, you'd have to wait up there and get up there, but, like, this last day today, they closed off the VR thing, because I guess somebody wanted to stream from their own personal Twitch, which I think kind of, like, cool for them that they got to do that, but I think that kind of sucks to everybody else because they closed it off to the public. And they even said they're like, yeah, you guys could like stand here and watch if you want, but we're closing this off to the public for the rest of the day because she's going to be on it on her Twitch channel. Like I said, like it's kind of cool for whoever was streaming. It's good for you. You got to stream at an expo. That's really cool. But like, I wanted to try VR. And I know there's a lot of other people that did too.
Chris is
I'm salty about
he
it.
He wanted to do the VR experience.
That's my only complaint.
Yeah.
Is just one of the guys you had. Past that, I think that everything went really well. I think that they probably have enough popularity now to go a little bigger next year. And I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, that reminds me, because Alienware booth was right by the entrance, which reminded me of security, which, if you guys know, we had the Phoenix Comic-Con fiasco that happened earlier this year. So, smooth, definitely, security searches. I'd be like, you guys, the Game On Expo itself had smooth security. It didn't take very long. So, I dug that. And
they had time to prepare and learn, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully, you know, Phoenix Comic Con or FanFest, moving forward, learns from this, and it goes as smooth as Game On Expo. But if not, I can definitely see a lot of people moving from, you know, Comic Con and stuff like that and attending more of the smaller cons like this Game On Expo and going to it because it's not as much to deal with and it's not as, like, annoying and troublesome, so I dug that too, that security aspect. What about you guys? Any complaints?
Man, fuck Cobra.
why?
Okay, so day two, we get there, and we're playing me and Christian, we were playing some of the arcade games, and there are a lot of them were on free play, and then all of a sudden, I would tell Christian, I was like, oh, let me get in a game of Tapper, because whenever I see the game, I gotta play. So day one, I got to play Tapper for free. That was awesome.
He's really good at Tapper, by the way, guys. I don't know why, but it was amazing.
Day two, I had to pay to play, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, why do I have to pay? Everything else is free. Why do I have to pay to play? And then someone goes, oh, this is Cobra's arcade cabinet. I go, that makes sense. Because at the bar at Cobra, you have to pay to play. Like, they don't have, like, a lot of barcades here have their games free to play, but no, for some reason why, Cobra, you have to pay to play.
Because they're in the city.
I don't think it was all of them, though, because me and Christian were playing Carnival. Shout out to Carnival. Fun shoot 'em up. And that was Cobra, and they was free.
Turn those shotguns into machine guns, baby.
Well, no, was that day one or day two?
That was day today. Both days, all days. Day and one we played all and three day games.
Okay, because yeah. it was like a couple other games.
Somebody was playing Tapper today.
I think it might have malfunctioned that first day.
Yeah, because we, fun fact, we have a friend that was working some of the arcade machines there. Shout out to Dakota. That's the dude. And what he was telling us with some of their machines, because he works at Castles and Coasters, was that they had like a preset amount of credit that was on it. Mm-hmm. So it must have been that, like, for them, it was like it would start charging people when the credit expired, but they would just go fix it.
Yeah.
So maybe it was the same thing with Cobras. It's just they maybe didn't have anybody out there
not fuck
to do it. But I mean,
he's still gonna go though.
Yeah, he's still gonna go.
But even still, they should have.
Actually,
had
I went once and never
that.
Went back again.
He was too hurt for the first time.
I was like, this is bullshit. First of all, your games aren't that great, and now I have to pay to play. Fuck you guys, I'm out.
Yeah. Speaking of barcades, though, I'm sorry. Just put that in there real quick. We got to see the man who shut down Chris and Mike's favorite bar.
Fuck that guy, dude.
I saw him walking around today again.
Shout
as well.
Out to AZ Team Rocket.
They did, I hate you guys. They did their job. Rocket. They're Team Rocket. What do you expect?
That is fair. But yeah, I saw him walking around today again. I was like, Chris! I was trying to find him. He's walking around. He's vulnerable.
He was some
Chris would have jumped him.
I think he did a good job. He should get a promotion, I would say. For ruining
Team Rocket
your barcade. Yeah, he's really good.
It is really good. I'm not saying he can't cosplay. It's nothing about that.
He knows how to shut down a bar.
He single-handedly led to the end of my favorite bar. And it was the first barcade in town, and it's what started the big craze.
That man knew how to party.
He did. He still does.
Whatever.
He's a good man.
Whatever.
That's okay. I mean, I still haven't gone to bonus round. I still need to check that out. But anyways, back to the convention. It was... I don't know. I guess because... It was a little underwhelming towards the second day, and even then, like after being there for a couple hours, I was like, "All right, I'm kind of done."
Mike yelled at his dog.
I was tired. No, that's just I was tired all day. Day.
But can't even come up for that.
No, because like last year, you know how we got to play Rock Band and we had a band and they were playing on TVs throughout the convention. I was like, "Okay, maybe we." Yeah, you know. And we couldn't do that this year, and I was actually kind of upset about that because for some reason why they didn't have it. I thought that was like one of the biggest letdowns. The panels, like you said, there wasn't that many to choose from anyways. They definitely need to, well, again, they're still new, so maybe next year we'll get better ones. But there was just little things like that, and then also, like you said at the beginning, my favorite company wasn't there, so that was a big letdown for me. So it was just like things like that. Like there was some stuff that they had last year that was really, really cool that they didn't bring back this year. And it was kind of
like
let down.
Besides Rock Band.
Well, there was that. And then, just like that whole area, I don't know, just like that whole like thing. Cause it got crowded towards where all the gamings were at. It was just like in that one little section.
So you want more space?
Just more space. That too. Because then like at a certain point, it's just elbow to elbow. When I'm trying to wait in line to play a game, someone's bumping into me and pushing me out of line. That's like, fuck, now I lost my spot. I gotta move back in line. And it was just like things like that. It was just, they just need more space and more stuff.
Even though I think it was bigger this year?
It was. The way I looked at it, it was that it was a big arcade, basically. And you're gonna bump into people at arcades, especially when they're popular.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what it was, that it was just a big arcade. So you have to wait in line for shit you want to play. That's just what happens. So, but yeah, like you said, if you wanted to improve that, I would say get more space next year, which is still, it's hard for them because, you know, they're still brand new and still like getting money together. But I feel like they had a really good turnout this year, so I feel like they could expand more if they wanted to, maybe get into like the north building next year or the, you know, west building for the convention center and have more and more area for gaming and have just like a bunch of rooms for gaming. But yeah, like I feel like that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to make it kind of an arcade scene where everyone's kind of just pushed together, hanging out and socializing, as opposed to last year where it was kind of different rooms and everybody kind of split off and, like, you know, did their own thing. So it's cool because it gets you to interact with people and, like, you know, talk to other people who are into gaming and stuff like that. So if that's what they were going for, I dig that. Like I said, it's a big old arcade with, you know, vendors and stuff like that. So that's how I saw it. That's why I wasn't bothered by it. Like, I understood. I knew every Saturday, no matter what con you go to, it's going to be busy. So Friday, like you said, was fine. It's like going to Disneyland on a Friday. It's like not as packed, but of course the weekends are going to get packed. So
yeah.
I was expecting the space, and I wasn't like really looking to play games that day. But like today, Sunday, it was died down a little bit, so you could still move around and play games. So like you just got to go on those days if you're wanting to play those games.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're there to hog a machine, though, that's a different thing. Don't go and hog the fucking machines, because that's annoying, because then everyone wants
don't
to play.
Be a jerk.
Respect the line. Respect the turns.
Yeah, like, don't just sit there and, like, hog the machine, like, oh, I gotta keep playing, sorry. But, like, if there's no one behind you, obviously, yeah, go ahead. you know, sit there all day if you want. But, like, if there's a line, you gotta get moving. So, that's why I feel like...
There's quite a few games I wanted to get on, and I would, like, walk around for, like, an hour and a half. Well, yeah, the VR, too. But I'd walk around for, like, an hour and a half, and the same guy would be on it. I'd be like, come on, dude. Like, please. I want to play Super Mario Brothers 2.
No, I had a situation... Not a situation like that, but there was a guy who was... when people were trying to prepare and get and warm up and practice for the Injustice tournament, there was a guy who was just hogging an entire PlayStation to himself, and he was signing into his own account, his own PSN, and everyone's like, oh, you know, can I get a game? And he's like, wait, I need to download my DLC. I need to download all of them right now. I need all the shaders, all the characters that came out. I need to download my fight pack for Injustice 2, and I was like, why? Why?
He's got to have it.
I mean, like, especially the shaders. Like, he even downloaded the shit you don't need. Just download the character. Okay, cool. But he's like, no. And he's like, now I got to play with that character.
I got to style him.
Yeah, he's like, I need to create my character and blah, blah, blah. I looked at him. I go, you know we have to turn competitive mode on when the tournament starts. All your shit is going to go away. He's like, what? And I go, yeah. All your buffs are gone. Whatever special skills you have on him is gone. He's going to go back to just the basic look that he has. And all your armor is just... aesthetics. You're just gonna look pretty.
You just wasted everyone's time.
You wasted literally everyone's time for nothing. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he walks away. And then he signs to another PlayStation. It does it all over again. I'm like, you motherfucker, I hate you. And there was some kid. Like, I felt bad. There was some kid waiting to play. And he's just looking at him like, hold on. Wait, I'm not done yet. And there was a part where he was just on the main menu just scrolling back and forth for no reason.
He wasn't done yet. Jeez,
yeah, no, but like, no, he was just legit just going back and forth. Like, I seen him go, like, all the way from one end to the menu, all the way to the other, didn't click on anything. He was just being a dick. I'm like, I fucking hate this.
There's always gonna be people like that, though. People are just assholes. People are shitty. And there's always gonna be shitty people out there.
That's what, yeah, okay. They want to separate the con at all. Just separate the tournament players to a different room, because that's when shit gets kind of weird like that, where everyone's trying to, like,
yeah,
do their own thing in practice and need to hurry up and get practice in. So, if anything, move the tournaments, the fighting tournaments at least, to a different room, and then that way you can avoid that. And we can have the casual gamers in the gaming hall just hanging out, having a good time, not worrying about fucking faders.
That's a good call. I mean, I was courteous enough when I had to rent out a controller. I rented out another controller in a game, so in case someone else wanted to play. So, like, I was sitting there and I was playing, and then a random guy comes up and is like, hey, can I jump in with you? Yeah, go ahead, you know, let's go ahead and we can spar, no biggie. So, we just need people like that.
Because my party plan is Harley Quinn, he's being a bitch.
Actually, I was using Blue Beetle. I was whooping people's ass with Blue Beetle.
No, he wasn't. Nobody wanted to fight him. So, either way, none of us wanted to fight him, so he had to play randoms because we didn't want to fight him anymore.
That's what it was. I had to make new friends. Because my friends didn't like me.
You want to know what my gripe was with the whole convention?
Yeah, do it.
They need more food.
Oh, food options.
I didn't want to pay $10, $12 for a cheeseburger fries.
Cons everywhere you go. Although, they did let you bring in whatever you wanted, so
I think we just barely got away with energy, because I think they looked at us like, it's not worth it.
I saw a guy in there with a bag of carrots, and I was like, oh, okay.
Well, probably put it in his backpack.
I was like, yeah,
if you bring in your snacks, like...
Well, I mean, if they open up, they're like, oh, you got, like, fucking McDonald's and shit like that, they'd be like, nah, you can't.
Well, obviously, but I meant, like, you know...
So I would bring it...
That dude that Mike hates, the guy that was messing with those controls, as we were leaving, he was going in with McDonald's.
He might not have been able to
two handfuls.
They probably would have been like, no.
Someone did order Papa John's. Do you remember?
Outside the con, they're just eating.
Yeah, they're probably just eating out there. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, another thing. I mean, I guess it kind of helps you guys, but try not to schedule it around a D-backs game. That kind of sucked the traffic. That was kind of annoying, especially today, because the game was right when the fucking con started, and then right when it ended, the game was ending. So that was kind of, like, bad, but I feel like, yeah, that helps your guys' business. Like, maybe people are leaving, they're like, oh, what's this going on here?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, we almost left the con to go see the baseball game.
Yeah, that would have been fun. But the con was fun, too. Yeah, overall, though, I dug it. I think it was an improvement from last year. I like the vibe that I got from it. The people, it was cool because, you know, you got to run into a lot of people around, like, Arizona, like, all our friends and stuff. So that's cool that it brings, like, if you don't have anything to do, like, during the weekend, like, okay, let's go check out the Game Con or the Game Expo. And, like, you go and then you just meet people and you see old friends. So it's cool that it brings the community together amongst, you know, gaming and stuff like that. And you get to, like, see how many people are actually into the same shit that you're into. So, yeah, I dug it, and I dug where the location was this year, just maybe expand a little bit. But overall, as a con, I think the guests that they had were great, the vendors were cool, the gaming options were fine. So overall, I think I would give it, out of a 10 scale, I'd probably give it about an 8 for what it was. It was cool.
Yeah, that's fair. It was good for what it was.
Yeah, so that's what I give it. What do you guys rate it or give it? Any critiques?
I think 8's a solid.
I was like, yeah, I agree.
That's a solid rating. I mean, I don't really have anything from last year to go off of because I wasn't there. But as far as cons go, for the cons I have been to, for the amount of time they had to prepare, for everything that happened before with Phoenix Comic Con, because that was going to be a big thing, was, you know, how were they going to handle prop weapons? How are they going to handle cosplayers? Security was good. Events were cool. I'm used to con food like that, too. So, I mean, I had some garlic fries. They're pretty good. It was worth $5, so I'm not tripping.
That's cool. I dug that.
But yeah, overall, guys, good.
What about y'all?
I agree. It was a good A. Did you guys want to go over, like, your highlights? Like, what was, like...
You know my highlight.
Well, we know your highlight.
His highlight was meeting Roadhog.
That's very true.
I mean, I didn't have a lot of money for the con, because reasons. So I kind of had to come to the conclusion that I wasn't going to get the chance to meet the voice actress for Symmetra. It wasn't cost effective. Like, that was food money too, you know?
But
we walked past each other so many times throughout the con, so casually, and I went to the panel that I'm kind of just like, yeah, all right, you know, whatever.
So the highlight is that it was small enough to where you can just see people hanging out.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Dope.
That's my highlight too.
My highlight was, well, it'll be more of a highlight on Boys With Their Toys, but my highlight was, one of my highlights was that, there's a GameStop exclusive Arkham Knight Red Hood figure, but it's the Jason Todd where he's wearing the hoodie and all that. It's the GameStop exclusive Red Hood. And, I found that. I picked him up for $25. He goes online for anywhere from $60 and up. So, I thought that was a good steal. That was my highlight. Also, I met the voice actress for Sombra. She was really, really cool. She was fun to talk to. She made me laugh. I made her laugh. She booped me.
Okay, she did not laugh at Mike.
No, we did. It was a nice little, like, I wasn't, like, trying to be, like, overly nerdy and be like, oh, you know, what was
it like? Because he doesn't even like the fucking game, I know, that's why.
I really don't, but.
She was like, when will I see you again? He was like, I hate your fucking game.
And he was like, hey, see you later, and he left.
That's what it was. But yeah, I thought it was cool. Like, we just had, like, a quick little conversation. I got to sign. There was no one behind me, so I didn't feel rushed. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, that Red Hood. That one, I also found the parts to put together my N64, so that's going to be back in my life. I'm excited for that too.
You should have brought it. You fucked.
No.
What do you know? Yes, that's the whole reason you got it, was to have fun with your friends.
No.
But
what the fuck?
For me, I didn't have any gripes with the con, really. Like, I never do. When I go there, it's kind of like I get to release the peacock and let, you know, I get to fly.
Peacocks can't fly, but yeah.
Exactly. So... they released a peacock, I get to fly, I get to be myself.
Oh, you feel like you're among friends when you're there?
Yeah, I feel like I can just be, you know, I can just do whatever. People stare at me, but I always feel like people, I always feel like people stare at me anyways. So, but yeah, I can, like, the whole time. My other highlight, I guess, is I bought a fucking Link hat.
Yeah.
I bought the fucking cap that Link wears in pretty much every Legend of Zelda game.
And he was Link the entire con.
And I was Link the entire con. You know what? I was fucking happy. Everyone loved it. As happy as I've been in my entire life.
Everyone
walking by. As a bonus...
Right. And as a bonus, the girl who gave me the hat had some nice boobies.
Wow.
Because she just had a kid.
That wasn't the bonus I was talking about. I was talking about Rhodey walking past you.
I touched him.
Nice.
Now, he also mentioned to me.
But he touched you more.
He did. He touched my heart.
Even though you did not want to go to his panel.
But he looked at me and he said, Ocarina of Time. And I was like,
your hat. My hat. You knew it. You got it.
I love Legend of Zelda. How did you know?
Yeah. Dug it, though. It was super laid-back. I dug the laid-back vibe of the con, or the expo, altogether. Felt really laid-back. Like, it wasn't, like, stressful like Phoenix Comic Con. So, that's what it was. My favorite part was that it wasn't as, like, you know, super stressful. Also, biggest gripe, you guys, your security was fine, but don't let in any more or any at all Deadpools, any cosplays whatsoever. That'll be good.
Stop that shit.
Was there
2018.
Some today? Because I didn't see any over the weekend.
I agree.
You didn't see any? I put like 5 of my story on Snapchat of different Deadpools.
They're all terrible.
They all do not need to be there. They don't. Deadpool doesn't play games. He just eats shit all day.
He has his own game.
There you go. But he's not in any game, so he should not.
Not in cabinet.
He's in.
It's not a retro game.
He's in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
He does not belong. That's my biggest gripe. Okay. Step that up, Game On Expo.
No Deadpools.
So all around, you'd say definite. Go back next year.
Yeah, definitely.
Have fun again.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah,
nice. Recommend it to your family and friends. Try to bring someone along.
I can only see it going up from
Nate's
here.
Nate's going to do a cosplay.
I'm going to be Mel May.
It's going to be great.
Mike's like, I don't know who that is, but awesome.
Awesome. That's cool. That's definitely really cool. A character.
Like, is that like a mailman or?
Yeah, I don't understand. May, you're born in May. I get it.
All right, cool. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you actually are born in May. You're going to be May personified. Got it.
Got
cool.
Persona, not Persona.
I only saw two cosplays from all of Persona 5 from all 3 days. I was impressed.
Step it up, Anime Expo. Jeez, or Game On Expo.
They're all going to be at Sabaton.
I keep calling it
Anime
Expo.
They're all going to be at Sabaton.
They're all going to be at Sabaton.
And it's
going to
be great.
Which we got to go. It's kind of funny how people, how other cons can advertise at other cons.
Phoenix Comic Con was there. We overheard some of their conversations. It was
their conversations.
That was some sad stuff.
Hey, high five for that one.
It is what it is.
Got them. But yeah, I hope they expand next year, and I'm definitely going either way, but I can only see them going bigger from here.
Dope. So, glad everyone had fun. So, we're going to wrap it up. Any final words you guys want to say?
Mike is a bitch.
Shouts out to Dakota for the free candy, the frisbees, and for being a cool dude. Thanks for the cabinets.
Those frisbees were dope.
I mean, it's not video game related, but we have been getting into Yu-Gi-Oh.
He mentioned that earlier.
Shout out to Yu-Gi-Oh. Hey.
All
right. Dope. So shout out to Yu-Gi-Oh. Shout out to all types of games. And shout out to you guys for listening. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. So big shout out to the RLU for hosting us. They're the ones who host us and lets us record through them. So without them, we wouldn't be here. So big thank you to you guys. Also, big shout out to Boys with Their Toys, me and Nate mentioned earlier. That's our other podcast with my cousin Justin. We talk about toys, geek news, movie trailers, movies. We actually might be doing a review on a movie that we recently saw in our next episode. So, you want to know what it is? Listen, just wait.
Nate's face is like, oh, I guess.
Oh, I know what we're talking about now.
Yeah, okay.
Go listen to that right now.
Yeah, go listen to
that. This.
Well, the review won't be on this episode. It'll
I was
be
like,
on next
don't
episode.
Stop in the middle of ours and like, go listen now.
No, well, I mean, after you finish this episode, you're still on iTunes. Go to Boys With Their Toys, subscribe, and listen to the latest episode.
Rate, review, like, and subscribe, comment, all that fun stuff.
Smash that like button!
Smash the like.
God. Smash the like, yes. And if you want to follow me on my Instagram, at KidPool6969, or PSN, at KidPool6969. And to my left...
What's up? It's your boy, not Roadhog. Shout out to Roadhog, by the way. Mm-hmm. At Menace Made on Instagram. He's a nice guy. He's a beautiful man. I'll stop talking about him now. I'm sorry. Shout out to me on probably Snapchat, I guess, would be the best one to shout out for now. And I feel like I post on that more than anything. So, CB the Hero, if you want to follow me on Snapchat. Wish I could change that. I can't. You want to find me on PSN playing single-player games, because I will not play with you. Probably. I mean, you could try. I'm down for anything, really.
Only if it's Rocket League, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, LFT, by the way. LFT. Looking for twos or threes. RLCS is coming up. Rocket League Championship Series, for those who don't know.
I don't know.
I need two more players to sign up for my team of three. Representing NA West. Yeah, and if you want to follow me then, find me on PSN. It'll be a Big Booty Jew.
Nate? Me? Let's break it down! Follow me on Instagram, at NateTheHuman. And if you want to follow me on PSN, we can Nate _the_human. And to my left is...
Hi. If you want to find me on PSN, Dual Generations, which is a Yu-Gi-Oh thing. Dueling Book, which is another Yu-Gi-Oh
thing.
We're
a Yu-Gi-Oh podcast now, guys.
Yeah, I play a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh in my spare time. It's whatever. But mostly the PSN. You can find me at HB Shazam. I might go to doing streaming soon, because I've got a lot of free time on my hands now. And... it just depends. I talk to my internet people. I hear back from them like Tuesday if I get faster internet. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Audio.
All right. I was like, shout out to the guy who edited that frog video.
That's a good video. yeah, and then unshout out to Alienware.
Yeah, unshout fuck you guys.
But hi, Chubbs.
Bigger shout out.
Fuck Chubbs.
To AZ Team Rocket.
Shout out to them. And also shout out to AZ Game on Expo. See y'all next year.
Bye.
Peace.